Dr. Bill Mulligan, you're here because I figured that you knew the speaker coming in for the 4th Annual Beasley Scholarship Banquet, and sure enough, you did. Would you tell me about Professor Lee?
Well, I've known Joe for a number of years. He, for many, many years, was the head of history at the University College Cork, and a lot of my research is on people from Cork, and I would encounter Joe when I was over doing research, and we would visit. And since he's moved to the States, we've kept in touch, and he invited me to give the 2006 Ernie O'Malley Memorial Lecture at NYU, which I consider one of the real high points of my professional career, not only for the prestige of giving a named lecture, but as a native New Yorker, it was kind of going home in glory. the prodigal son returns and is recognized. And
for sure.
Joe's also a very supportive and dynamic person. He's helped me with a number of things I've written when giving me the sort of yes, it is good, and coming from him who's written so much. And as I mentioned, I've been very active. He was in the Irish Senate, the Seanad Éireann, which most Americans don't know this, but it represents vocational groups. And he was a representative of the universities of Ireland.
Vocational groups?
Yes. Part of the Seanad represents various vocational groups to make sure that they have a voice.
Properly represented.
It's a whole different model of government than we have here, where we represent geographic communities and geographic entities like states and congressional districts. The lower house, the Doyle, does that. But the Seanad represents, in part, vocational groups and in part representatives who are chosen by the government to represent left-out areas and, sort of round off the diversity of the group.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. So what is Professor Joe Lee's expertise, his area of...
Well, his primary expertise is in the history of modern Ireland, particularly the period after 1800 up through the present, and looking at the interaction between Irish politics and social and economic development. His book on the emergence of modern Ireland, which is, you could never assign it to students because it's almost 1,000 pages. And
they wouldn't even buy it.
They wouldn't. No, and they certainly wouldn't even start to read it knowing they would never finish. But it's just a magisterial overview of a very important and dynamic period when Ireland really transformed itself from a backward country to a relatively more modern country and completed its preparations for the War for Independence, which began in 1919. And he's been working on Michael Davitt the last few years. And Davitt is a very interesting figure and in many ways represents a large part of the Irish 19th century experience. He was born in Mayo in the west of Ireland in one of the worst years of the famine. And as a young boy, lost his right arm in a textile mill accident, working with his family to support themselves in England. And through a little bit of luck and a benefactor, was able to go to school and learn to read, became a one-handed typesetter, of all things, and a journalist, and devoted his professional career to championing land reform in Ireland for the peasants, but also wrote a book attacking anti-Jewish pogroms in the Soviet Union and supported the Boers during the Boer War against Britain. It became sort of a spokesperson for the downtrodden and the persecuted all over the world. And his mother and three of his sisters moved to the U.S., and his wife, Davitt's wife, was from Michigan, of all places. And so he was a man who was not only in the Irish political world, but had a foot in the sort of struggle of oppressed people in Europe, and were very familiar with early labor movement in the U.S. And so his career is really one of many dimensions, and I'm hoping that Joe will show that to people. And among other things, Joe Lee is one of the more dynamic speakers I've ever heard. There will be no script, and there will be lots of humor and lots of interesting insights, and it'll be a performance as much as a lecture.
Go back to Davitt's early life. His people They lost their land initially, didn't they?
His family were evicted during the famine, which was not uncommon in Ireland. People couldn't, crops didn't grow. Well, it's hard to pay the rent if the crops aren't growing. And they were evicted, and they were put into the workhouse. And in the workhouse, people were separated. Men, women, and children were separated, even if they're in the same family. And when his mother realized that since he was three, he would have to go with the children and not stay with her, she simply took the family out of the workhouse and went to England to try to keep the family together. And they walked about 50 miles from Liverpool to the town that they eventually settled in, where the family found work in textile mills. So Davitt's early life really represents a lot of the suffering that the Irish people endured in the 19th century. And as a young man, he did join the Irish Republican Brotherhood, which was a violent faction that sought to remove British rule from Ireland through violence. But after 7.5 years in prison, some of which was spent in solitary confinement, he came to embrace the political process. And in fact, Mahatma Gandhi referred to Davitt as one of the people who convinced him that nonviolence was a better approach than violence. And more recently, people have been drawing parallels between Davitt's life and Nelson Mandela. So, I mean, he's a little-known person in the United States now, but in terms of what he shows us about the strength of the human character and people's ability to really thrive and grow in most unlikely circumstances, I think it's a story well worth hearing and tapping into.
Let's address the question of why we're talking about this today. There are still reservations available for the 4th Annual Beazley Scholarship Banquet, March 29th.
Yes, the reservations are $40, and that entitles you to a Kerr Center meal, which I think most people in our listening area will know is some of the best banquet food in West Kentucky, and Dr. Lee's talk. And the proceeds go to benefit a scholarship that supports undergraduate education here at Murray State and tries to keep alive the memory of one of the longer-serving faculty members, T. Wayne Beazley, who unfortunately passed away during his 44th year of service here at Murray State. Wayne's goal was to teach 50 years. He wanted to be the first person to teach for 50 years, and he gave it a good run. And I think many of our listeners who are alumni will remember Wayne from, depending on what generation they are, from Western Civ or World Civilization or his many British history courses that were always heavily enrolled and very popular. He was a great teacher and a tremendous lecturer and someone, I think, who really cared about undergraduates as individuals. And when he passed, a number of us in the department wanted to set up a scholarship in his memory. And we were basically told, well, that's very hard to do unless you're going to have a big gift. But we had in our department, as many of our listeners will know, endowed the Hammock Scholarship with a series of banquets to raise money, small gifts from people who remembered Jim fondly. And we surmised that many people would remember Wayne fondly. And we've already, in 4 years, raised enough money that the scholarship is permanent. Now, we'd like to increase it so that the student, gets a little more help, because I think everyone is aware the sort of crisis of funding for higher education is largely being borne on the backs of the students, who are saddled with a lot of debt when they graduate that really affects what they can do with their lives, and in many ways is something that we really need to do something about, not only because it's the right thing to do, but because it really benefits us all if people can get an education and become contributing members of society in a larger sense than paying off a student loan. I won't come on a soapbox, but we're really saddling a generation with debt that we really should be doing more to avoid. And we're hoping that this scholarship in its own little way will help Murray State students finish their education, It's for undergraduates because Wayne was very much committed to undergraduate education. And we hope that people will come out to the banquet if you're at all free. You may not know much about Irish history, but I think you'll find it interesting and a fascinating subject. And Joe will put on a good show, and we'll have a good meal. And if you can't, the university needs support. Hope you'll consider our scholarship in terms of your support for the university.
Now, to make a reservation, you should call 270-809-2234 or email msu.dept.history@murraystate.edu. Thanks for being with me today.
Oh, thanks a lot, Kate. We always appreciate the support the radio station gives all of our programs. And, you know, I thank you and your staff for all your support over the years for all the things that we've done. We really appreciate it.